Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, brothers and sisters, angels and saints, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is the third Friday of the month, and we're always happy to have that on our show because that means we're spending some Friday time in the garden, Friday in the garden with Mr. Robert Bowden, who's the executive director of Harry P. Luke Gardens here in beautiful Central Florida. Good morning, Robert. Glad to have you back. I know you were a little under the weather last month, but welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have to say you're breaking up a little bit, so I'm going to hang up. And I'm going to call you back.
Okay, I appreciated that. So we're going to try
this
again.
I'll be right back.
We're going to take a quick break. Okay, he's going to hang up and call it back. So quick break, G's Power Hour, Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's Chill Out Jazz, the soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Chill Out Jazz. Are you chillin'?
Well, good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Seems like the gremlins are still in the system and messing us up, trying to anyway. But we have Mr. Robert Bowden. How things, Robert, are they better now? Can you hear me?
You're still garbled, but if you can hear me, okay, we'll continue.
Okay, so I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do maybe a short show today. But anyway, tell me how you're doing, and how are things at Lou Gardens in the midst of all that's going on?
Well, we're doing our best to make sure that we keep our guests and staff safe. Everyone is abiding by the CDC guidelines, and we're following Mayor Dyer's instructions to the letter. I should tell you that all of the events, classes, weddings, business meetings have all been canceled through April 15th. I should tell you, however, that the gardens themselves are open. The gift shop is closed because we don't want the money being transferred. And the gardens itself is open for people to see. And we've had a few people in today, but not very many. I think people are doing the right thing by staying at home and not getting out in the public and spreading cooties around. So we're doing okay. Probably
okay.
Have the best job right now because they're out there all by themselves on 50 acres. So they're enjoying this day, I can tell you.
So let me ask you real quick, because we're going to try to get through some stuff today while we can, and then try to hopefully let the system heal itself over the weekend or whatever. But what I wanted to find out, a lot of people have kids at home. They're at home because they've been sent home from work or school. So if there's a lot of people cluttered in one place. There's a lot of people, you know, trying to figure out what to do, because this is not the new, this is not the normal that I'm accustomed to. So gardening is probably a very good outlet if you have a room, or even like if you mentioned before, if you have a patio, you can do some patio gardening. So what types of things would people be planting? We just went into spring. What types of things people should be planting right now?
Well, at the present time, we are experiencing a much warmer temperature climate than we would ordinarily be accustomed to this time of year. I think we're about 10 to 12 degrees warmer than we should be. So it's really important. I noticed, I know in my yard, and it's very sandy, that the soil is extremely dry. I mean, so dry, in fact, when you add water to it, it just kind of rolls off, and it isn't absorbed into the soil. And that's a result of surface tension, and somehow you have to break that so the soil can, in fact, absorb the water and the nutrients. So I know it seems a little silly, but one of the items that you have in your kitchen will actually help release that surface tension, and that's something that's a liquid ivory soap.
Oh.
So we have a good example. I have a planting of pansies in my front yard, and you know, I try not to water them because water is expensive, but obviously they need water sometime. So when I do water with my garden hose, I notice I can stand there for 5 minutes and then poke my finger in the soil, and the water hasn't gone down maybe a quarter of an inch. And it's really frustrating because I just put a lot of money on those plants, and they're not absorbing any nutrients or water. So I just get a bottle of ivory liquid soap and open the top and just kind of let it, you know, just turn it upside down and let it drizzle. Mm-hmm. You don't want to squeeze it, but just let it drizzle slowly over those plants and do the entire planting bed, and then close the top, put it to the side, and then water. And you'd be amazed how efficient that soap application is. And I know it's a little weird, and your neighbors might point their fingers at you and maybe even laugh at you behind your back, but the simple fact is the water is going to be absorbed by the soil. And it works really, really well. So I would encourage you to try that. It's extremely dry right now, mm-hmm. but that's the norm. You know, during those months, November through May, it's not unusual for those of us in Central Florida to receive only 2.5 inches the entire month. Not a day, but the entire month. And then June mm-hmm. through September is when we get our summer rains. But right now it's very dry, and that's normal. You just need to make sure that your plants get a really thorough, deep watering. I have a lot of different kinds of bamboo at my garden at home. And you know, you would think that most bamboo is pretty tough and you can't hurt it, but you know, it's been probably 6, maybe 7 weeks since we've had a good rain, and even then it wasn't that good. If you look up at your bamboo and you see the leaves starting to curl in a little bit, curl under a little bit, then they're under water stress. So, I know it's expensive, but I can't afford to lose a 25-year-old clump of bamboo that's 60 feet tall. I mean, it's just magnificent. So you see the leaves start to curl a little bit. Well, you got to put the water on it, and I'll run a single sprinkler that covers the entire root zone of that bamboo. I'll run it all night long and hope that some of that water some of that water will get down there and help that bamboo out. And sure enough, the next morning I looked up and those leaves were fine again. But you can't afford to lose some of those old plants that you have. You have to keep your eye on them.
Should you use a soaker hose or should you use one of those? I've seen at the gardens you have the ones that kind of stand on the tripod and just sprinkle.
Yeah. Well, those are
Which
called
ones
impulse
you use?
Sprinklers.
And impulse, okay.
As long as you use them other than the middle of the day, impulse sprinklers are fine. They can certainly cover a large area. The problem with impulse sprinklers is that people will use them in the middle of the day, and just by their nature, the way that the water is applied, there is an opportunity for a lot of that water to evaporate before it even hits the ground. On a 95-degree day in Central Florida, if you were to use an impulse sprinkler, 30% of that water evaporates before it even hits the ground.
Wow.
So, you want to water deep. You want to water, you don't have to do it a lot, but you water real deep, because where the water goes, that's where the roots are going to go. So you don't want to just water your plants with your finger over the end of the hose. You got to make sure you water it nice and deep occasionally instead of a little bit often. I had an next-door neighbor who was just serious about his lawn, and it was immaculate. But he would water his grass twice a day.
Ooh.
And
wow.
He went to Key West for a short 10-day vacation. And when he came back, discovered that his irrigation timer hadn't worked properly. And his grass died because all of the roots, when you apply a little bit of water often, those roots are going to stay where the water is. It's just like you or I. You know, we're not going to go into a building if you eat there once, and if you know there's food there, that's where you're going to go. The roots are the same way. You know, they're going to go where the water is, where the nutrients are. And if you water a little bit often, all those roots are going to be at the top of that soil profile. And then if you have a situation where it's super hot and your irrigation doesn't work, then your grass is gone. So we recommend that you water occasionally, but make sure you water deep to encourage those roots to go deep so they'll be away from that hot sun.
Okay. And then what types of things should we be planting right about now?
Well, we should be getting ready for those summer vegetables and flowers. So zinnias, cosmos, celosia, coleus, those are all really wonderful summer flowering plants that can really withstand the heat. As far as vegetables go, you can be planting beans and tomatoes and cucumbers and squash right now, knowing full well that you may get a picking or two off of them before the May 95-degree weather comes in. Keep in mind that the full-size tomatoes don't grow here in the summertime, so you're going to have to grow cherry tomatoes or those little pear tomatoes in the summertime. But you should be preparing your soil for plants like black-eyed peas, okra, what else? Sweet potatoes, things like that, things that really, really enjoy the heat. So if you don't have a garden right now, but you want to have one in the summertime, I would turn that soil over somehow and then put a clear piece of plastic over the top of it and make sure all of the edges are sealed well. Usually I just dig a small 6-inch ditch all around the garden, then lay the plastic on top, and then lay it in those ditches and seal it up nice and tight. What that does, it really bakes that soil underneath. And you would think black would be better, black plastic, but in fact the clear is better because it creates that greenhouse effect. And it can get very warm under there. It gets up to 140 degrees. and that will kill weed seeds and viruses and bacteria, and it forces the nematodes deeper into the soil. So that's called solarization. And so if you want to prepare for okra and cherry tomatoes and black-eyed peas and things like that, you might want to solarize now. If you solarize for a month and a half or two, and then take it off and plant directly into that soil, I think you'll be very pleased with the results at the end of the harvest season.
Okay, and then what should we have planted that we need to start pulling up now? And do you have any tips on preserving any of these items?
Well, I know canning and some preserving is coming back, but unfortunately, if you don't have that equipment, you're looking at, pressure cookers, and you're looking at hot bath pans and tongs and things like that. It's a financial strain if you don't have that equipment. But if you have tomatoes and beans and all those sort of things, my wife and I for many years used the vacuum seal, where you had plastic bags and you would blanch your vegetables for a few minutes and so they would stop growing, and you stop them dead in their tracks, and then throw a handful of beans in one of those little pouches, and it would seal it, and then you put that in the freezer, and you can have fresh green beans in the middle of July and August from your garden in the spring. So canning up front can be expensive unless you have some neighbors or some friends that could share that with you. But right now you should be harvesting your beans. I'm trying to think in our garden what we have right now. It'll be another month or so before the artichokes are ready to be harvested. But we have collards for sure. They can be picked at any time, and collards will continue to grow through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss your collards, you can even plant those now, and they will continue to grow through the summer as well. You should be harvesting carrots and beets and dill. Cherry tomatoes should be doing really well right now. I've actually this year for the very first time planted rhubarb. And I know rhubarb is primarily a northern vegetable. I have tried it
right.
here in the past. And when it starts getting warm and humid, they kind of melt away. So I just assumed we couldn't grow rhubarb. But I got rhubarb seed, and I grew seed and then planted the young plants into the garden back in September. So I grew rhubarb all winter long here, and I have the most amazing crop of rhubarb that you've ever seen.
Okay.
Now, I know I'm going to have to harvest that the end of April probably, because as soon as it starts getting warm, the diseases and the warm weather is going to put a hurting on those guys. So I know they have a limited shelf life, but I should be able to get a pie or two out of the planting that we have. So you could be you should be harvesting those things. You should also be harvesting peppers and fennel. We have beautiful fennel growing at the gardens right now that your guests could come see. And pole beans and sugar snap peas, all of that should be being harvested right now.
And could you go over real quick one more time about using the pallets and what type of pallets you should and should not use?
Sure.
What to look for?
In fact, I just planted a pallet garden last Tuesday. I'm not going to say where you can find these pallets. I mean, they'll be usually behind stores, or you can ask someone for a pallet. I would encourage your listeners to be aware of there's a stamp that's either
right.
inked or burned into the wood, and you probably never really paid any attention to those stamps, but there is a wood burn stamp on every pallet. And if you look at it carefully, that pallet will have an HT on it, or it will have some other letters on it. The HT stands for heat treated. And heat treated means they take all of these pallets that are, and a lot of them are manufactured in China or Germany, and they're shipped on ocean vessels to America. And they have to be treated to make sure that there's no diseases or insect pests living in the wood, so we don't get infested with the bad boy. So when you look at a pallet, make sure that it has a seal on a side, a little burned-in emblem, and it has to say HT in the center. That stands for heat treated. If you see others like, MB, for instance, which is methyl bromide, that's very, very bad, and you don't want to touch that stuff. But look for the HT. And then you... HT is heat treated. You lay that pallet flat. You can do it on the ground. You can do it on the sidewalk. You can do it on your driveway. And just make sure that that is fully stuffed. So you're going to put soil on top, but you're going to have to stuff it underneath the boards to make sure that those roots have plenty of dirt to grow into. So put a lot of soil in there. Make sure it's packed thoroughly. And then simply plant seeds or plant little seedlings in there. Make sure for herbs and vegetables, of course, that they have 8 hours of full sun. And it is absolutely remarkable how wonderful plants will grow if given a little dirt and water. So pallet gardens are quite popular. They can see them at the gardens. They can look online on Pinterest, and they'll see pallet gardens there as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're going to, because we're not sure how long our technical difficulties are going to last or if they're going to clear up, but wanted to get at least some information out there. If, like I said, a lot of people are home right now. Gardening's a good thing to do if you hadn't been doing it already. And you can always, when we get past this, take classes at Lou Gardens. They will have them. And by the way, real quick, are you rescheduling your plant sale? Because I understand it was canceled.
Yeah, the plant sale was canceled, and at the present time, we don't have any plans to reschedule that. We know, for instance, that it's always the second weekend in March. So for the time being, anyway, till we get over this crisis, we are anticipating only a spring plant sale next year.
But
if your guests have any questions about gardening, they can always call us here at the gardens at 407-246-2620. And we're also online at Lou Gardens. That's L-E-U Gardens with an S, lougardens.org. And there's lots and lots of gardening information online on our horticulture website that we'd be delighted to share with your guests.
Robert, glad you're better. Please stay well, and to you and yours, and not just your family, but your staff at the gardens, and talk to you again soon. Thank you for taking the time.
I look forward to it. You have a great week.
You too. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you all for listening. Please check out all of the websites, the CDC, any of the news breaks. In fact, there's one on now. If you're doing your taxes, your deadline has been moved. You'll have to file, I think, for an extension by April 15th. So be mindful of your deadlines and everything. But just take care of yourself, please. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you hopefully on Monday. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I'm your host, G, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
Give up the high place. Give up the high. Get up on your feet in here. Woo!